Blog Talk Radio.
In these days of tea parties and constitution rallies, we're all looking back to our founding fathers for a little bit of wisdom. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting the brush fires of freedom in the hearts of men." This is the voice of an irate, tireless minority of one. We'll be talking about politics, religion, and doing what's right. And you can call me Mom.
You're lost, you don't know where you are, you're all alone. You're in the dark and you don't know where to find the light.
Irate, tireless minority. Two wrongs still do not make a right. I'm departing again from my normal format to discuss the recent spate of attacks on police officers and the violent protesters of the Black Lives Matter movement. And not just them, because I believe that some of these are the same people, but some of the violent protesters for the Trump rallies. Because it seems to me that violent protests are advancing the communist agenda in this country. Oh, the progressivist agenda. Sorry, I forgot to call it its PC name, progressive. But it's really communist. And so those kinds of things are on the rise. Why are they on the rise? Because once that door has been opened, it's easier to go through it a second time. I have seen ads on Craigslist posted for people to protest, hired protesters for Trump rallies. And there was some indication, there were some nibblings at the edge of my readings, that there were paid protesters at some of the Black Lives Rally protests too. And if you're an officer and you've studied the theory of crowd behavior and what elevates a crowd from merely restive to riotous. How many people does it take in a crowd where emotions are at their peaks, where the crowd is there because of their emotional involvement? How many people does it take to throw stones before the whole crowd has decided it's okay to do that? See, the thing is, once something happens, it's easier for it to keep on happening and to get worse, because that's how people are, especially when they are emotionally distraught, which it's easy to get distraught. It's outrageous that one should have to look at those who we hire to protect the citizenry, our fellow citizens, remember. These are not saints. These are not robots. These are not perfect people, these law enforcement officers. They are our fellow citizens who say, "I would like to make a difference in the community for good." At least we hope that's why they became officers. I'm sure that some of them became officers because they think it would be adventuresome and thrilling, or because they like the people and the camaraderie, or some other thing. But the basic reason to choose law enforcement as a vocation is because you want to protect the people around you and to protect your community. And when you make that choice, you have to go through a lot of training. You have to go through a lot of training because when you are a police officer, you can no longer look at the world the same way. You can no longer look at your fellow citizens the same way. Because you are saying formally and publicly when you put that uniform on, I am the enemy of the bad guys, and the community has given me authority to stop them. Not only have they given me, but once they have given me that authority, it becomes my duty to stop them. And since the bad guys are really good at looking like good guys, I don't have the leeway to trust the good guys that they're going to be good guys. I have to depend on the citizenry to know their rights and to know how to exercise those rights responsibly. And I have to depend on the community to cooperate with me. Because in a free society like ours is supposed to be, law enforcement cannot function without the cooperation of the citizenry. They require tips from the public. They require the public, when you see a crime, to report it. When civics used to be taught, that was one of the big things about civics. It was your responsibility to report a crime when you see it happening. That's your job as a citizen. Did you know that? Did they teach that anymore? Do they teach you that you are part of law enforcement in the community, that you have a responsibility to cooperate? But that cooperation extends beyond merely reporting crimes. It also means that you need to stand up and say in court, I was a witness. I saw this person doing this thing, and that's why I called the police. You don't get to just call the police and then the problem's over. You have a job as a witness. And here's what else. If the police come and they behave abominably and they treat people badly, you still have a job as a witness to go to the police department and talk to their captain and tell him these officers behaved abominably. This young man was minding his own business on a park bench. Some police officers came up, ordered him to get on the ground. He held his hands up. He got on the ground slowly. He cooperated with them. And then they started kicking him for no reason at all. That's not acceptable. These were the officers. I got their names and badges. I want there to be consequences for them. And then that captain is supposed to take that and do an internal investigation, because our fellow citizens who serve have the same right to due process as do we. They have that same right to expect there to be an investigation to see if they actually did anything wrong. And those investigations are not instantaneous. That's ridiculous expectation. It's ridiculous. And sometimes they'll be suspended while those investigations are going on, depending on the severity of the infraction. I'm telling you this because I have had discussions in the past week with people who do not understand these things. They do not understand that they are the citizen oversight for law enforcement. They do not understand that they have a duty to report things, to act as witnesses, and to report bad police officer behavior. Oh, I'm not going to report it to the captain. I'm just going to live stream it on Facebook and then let everybody get all upset that nothing's done. Well, how can anything be done? You didn't tell the captain, oh, I shouldn't have to tell him, he should know his officers. Or, oh, I can't tell him, if the officer's that bad, then surely the captain is too. Well, guess what? There are levels above your local police force, state levels, that say we have a job to investigate local police forces, local police departments, to make sure that they are not saying, this is my town and I can do anything I like. There are levels above that you can go to, and you have a duty to do that, too. But here's what else you have a duty to do. You have a duty to cooperate with law enforcement when they stop you. I'm not saying that you have a duty to let the police officer act all superior to you, which is what many people see them as doing, because they don't understand the training that officers have had to make sure that a situation is as safe as possible for everybody, the officers included. And that means when an officer stops you, you keep your hands where they can see them, because they don't know who you are. They don't know what's going on in your mind. You keep your hands where they can see them, because that makes everybody safe. If they ask you for identification, you tell them where your identification is. My identification is in my wallet, sir, and I'm sitting on it. I know there's been a couple of videos out on Facebook and various social media saying, don't sit on your ID, don't sit on your wallet, have it ready in case you're stopped. Well, how often have I been stopped? I've been stopped once in my entire life for speeding, and I am over half a century old. I do not keep my identification out when I'm in the car. It's in my wallet, and I'm sitting on it. So what I do then is I say, my identification is in my wallet. My wallet is in my, let's check, left or right, left back pocket, and I am going to reach for it with my left hand, and you move very slowly, and you get your identification out. So that if at any point during when you are reaching for your identification, the officer says, freeze, you can do that. Why? That's not the officer being superior or treating you badly. That's the officer making sure that everybody is safe. Now, I have another friend who open carries as part of a group who open carries, and they go to events and stuff, and he wears a GoPro camera on his hat. And he was recently in the Wauwatosa area, and somebody called in a report of a man with a gun. He was sitting on a park bench. They do this in part to test police officers and to accustom the public to seeing people open carrying, because it's legal here. It's legal in Wisconsin. And the police should not have to be inundated with calls of, oh, somebody's got a gun. They're carrying a gun through the park. Well, so what? They're loud. But somebody called the police, and the police came, and he was chatting, having a reasonable chat with the first officer, who said, okay, what are you doing here? Somebody called me, said there's a man with a gun. He said, well, as you can see, yes, I do, and I'm just checking my email on the park bench here. But then another officer came running in, and guns were drawn. The man held his hands up, and the officer who came running into it said, show me some ID. And the man said, no. Knowing his rights, he said, you are pointing a gun at me. I am not going to reach for my ID because you could mistake it for my drawing a weapon. So I am not going to reach for my ID. The officer said, you will do exactly what I tell you. And he said, well, then please come and put handcuffs on me and look for my ID. I'll tell you where it is yourself. That's proper and responsible exercise of your rights as a citizen. This police officer ended up arresting him even though he had not violated any laws. And after that was cleared up, they let him go and he went home. And now he will instigate a claim against the department because he had to have his motorcycle towed, because he didn't want to leave it there. He had things in his, you know, he carries open, and he probably had some ammunition or something in his saddlebags and didn't want to leave that in the public where somebody could get into mischief with it. That's reasonable. It is unreasonable that they arrested him. They did the wrong thing. He did not get upset. He did not instigate a march. He did not tell people they should throw rocks at police officers or kill them. He went along with them until the situation was handled. And then he went home, and now he's following up. That's doing his duty as a citizen. I had hoped to get him as a guest, but he had to work. Cooperation. Police officers do what they do the way they do it, because that's what their training tells them to do, and because that's what keeps people safe in the entire situation. if you're a drunk person or if you're just stupid and don't understand this because nobody, well, maybe you're not stupid. Maybe nobody taught you. Maybe you don't get it. Maybe you're not thinking of it. Maybe you're having a bad day. But if you do things that make officers feel like their lives are in danger, then they will take actions to negate that danger. And that's not because they're bad people. That's because that's their training and because they want to be able to go home alive to their families at the end of their shift. Are there some bad apples? Of course there are. Of course there are. Are there some people who are having a bad day? Sure. Are there people who are having an overly good day and they get a little silly on the force? Sure there are. Are there people who sometimes lord it over others because they can? Sure there are. Because, once again, they are our fellow citizens. They are just people like us. And if we are not going to take the trouble to learn our rights and our responsibilities with regard to the law and law enforcement, then that is exacerbating the problem. When I was little, my mom taught me two wrongs do not make a right. Are we teaching that anymore? What does that mean? That means that if little Johnny comes over and takes my dolly, I do not get to go and smack little Sally because I'm grouchy now. Little Sally didn't do anything to me. I go to the teacher. Well, first I say, hey, give it back. And if that doesn't work, I go to the teacher and I say, he took my doll, and then I let the teacher handle it. She questions us both, determines the doll is mine, and gives it back, and forces little Johnny to give it back. That's how things are supposed to work. Black Lives Matter people are getting themselves all worked up about feelings. They're not thinking about facts. If they had waited for facts in the Trayvon Martin case, or if they had been presented with facts, the press there deliberately did not include photos of Mr. Zimmerman with his face bloodied and his head bloodied. They made him look like nothing had happened to him. The press has big responsibility in that. And if there were justice in this world, they would have been fined by the FCC until they were out of business, and every single reporter that allowed a story like that to go to press would have been fired and lived in disgrace for years. But that's not what happened. The job of the press is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. But they don't get to lie to do it. And if we allow them to lie to us and continue on as though there was nothing wrong, then we deserve to be lied to. And since apparently we deserve to be lied to, that means that the greater duty is on us to discover the truth. And that means that when you see a video or hear about a case, you don't just jump to the conclusion that the police are the bad guys. You wait until the investigation is conducted and until you have facts to deal with. Hands up, don't shoot. He did not have his hands up, don't shoot. He had his hands up to assault an officer after he had robbed someplace. Oh, but why wait for the facts when we can go downtown and start trashing our neighbors' buildings and businesses? The owners of those businesses didn't do anything to you. The Black Lives Matter protest in Dallas, there were cops hanging out, taking selfies, letting people take selfies with them. They were smiling. At a Black Lives Matter protest. And a man decided to become a sniper and kill a bunch of them. Why? Because they're cops. Another story, just recently, WWAYTV3ABC.com has authorities say highway gunmen motivated by police shootings in Bristol, Tennessee, just this week. Man who opened fire on a highway in Tennessee targeted police officers and others because he was troubled by incidents involving black people and law enforcement officers. The suspect is black. The shooting victims are all white. If you're going to start saying that all white people are racists, then guess who's the racist? You want to know what? Choice of victims by violent offenders. 2012 and 2013, there's a video out, Let's Hate All Cops, Facts Are Racist, by Steven Crowder. And he's got his own channel on YouTube. And in it, he talks about the statistics. Choice of victims by white violent offenders are majorly white. Choice of victims by black violent offenders, majorly white. These are 2012, 2013, but he talks about, and it has been talked about, a wide range of time. Because if you look at just 1 year, you can find facts that are different. But over time, the great majority of victims are white. Over time, the number of white people shot by police officers is much higher proportionally than it is for black people. You have a duty and a responsibility as a citizen to get the facts. You know, bad people do bad things because they choose to, period. You can't stop that. That's why we have police, so that we do not have to deal with those people. Not so that we can ignore that reality and pretend that it doesn't exist. And that seems to be where we are. Oh, everybody's a saint, except this one, they're evil. There are bad people out there who do bad things. And you want to know what tells me about bad people? Another protest in Minneapolis. People throwing cinder blocks and rocks and Molotov cocktails at police and saying nasty, nasty things. Well, I don't know about your neck of the woods, but Minnesota's not that far from Wisconsin. And there aren't a lot of cinder blocks laying around for people to pick up and throw. You may be able to find big rocks just about anywhere. You know, you go off the overpass, there's a rock or two. But generally, there aren't a whole lot of big rocks laying around in cities. Molotov cocktails? Oh, no. These things take planning. That means these people were planning to be violent before they went to the protest. You get that? Before they went to the protest. And a lot of them were arrested. Praise God, because if there are no consequences, the behavior will continue. You don't get to go and steal little Sally's doll because little Johnny took yours. Two wrongs do not make a right. You don't get to go and assault innocent people who are just doing their jobs because one of them made a mistake. And you, especially when you don't even know if it's a mistake yet. You wait. Oh, you may not like waiting, but that's the deal. Oh, you don't want to go through the system as we've set it up? Then you're lazy. If you want to make the world a better place, and I'm talking to you, black people. You're claiming that you're all victimized and the world's against you. You want to be seen by everybody in the world as better than white people? Then be better. Better than us. I encourage it. We're clearly not showing the way. We're clearly not going down the road to wonderfulness. Transgenders in the military, homosexuals in the military. violating our ethical contract with those who serve, that we will do what is necessary in our policies and practices to make sure that the highest number of them come home from any conflict alive. Outrageous. Allowing men in ladies' rooms
because that makes them feel better.
Endangering children, women and children. Clearly, what you see as the white-dominated world is not going anyplace good, so be better than us. You want to know how to do that? Go to church, a Christian church, because Muslim churches are not good places. Islam is an evil, barbaric death cult that advocates killing and the kind of violent behavior you've been demonstrating. Get yourself to a Christian church and make sure the pastor has not only read the Bible, but actually studies it nearly every day. Because you don't want to go to some Christian church where the guy just went through seminary to get his degree and now he can tell you that if you send money to me, God will make you rich and bless you. That's not what the gospel is, and that's not what Christianity is. In Christianity, you will be persecuted. So find yourself a Christian church and get yourself there and bring your family. This goes out to men. Stop having premarital sex because you damage yourselves, you damage the women, and you are stealing from both of your potential spouses down the line what should belong only to them. And it will save you so much trouble when you're married. Stop abandoning your families. If you have made a baby, own up to it and be a father, killing your babies. Do you understand that in New York City a couple years back, as much as 50% of the black children that were conceived in New York were aborted? You don't need us to hurt you. You're killing yourselves. There is also an article about a tweet from Sheriff Clark of Milwaukee. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., I am calling on this nation to rise up and speak with one voice in condemning this vile, vitriolic, hateful movement called Black Lives Matter, because that's the right thing to do. It used to be that if you jumped to a conclusion and you were wrong, you were ashamed of that. That you waited before drawing such a conclusion because you didn't want to look foolish. Apparently the news cycle moves so fast nowadays that you can do whatever you like and not feel foolish about it because now there's another opportunity to look foolish in two more days. There's a lot of people out there making mistakes. Like James Comey. I'm not forgetting about you, Ms. Hillary. You are a criminal, and anyone who endorses you, much less votes for you, my gosh, such a criminal. You would vote for her? It's not about Democrat or Republican. You've got a criminal, a horrible, traitorous criminal as your nominee, Democrats. What's wrong with you? You're not American. If it were something innocuous that she did not do on purpose, that's one thing. But she has a long string of hiding information from the FBI and of doing things that are detrimental to the nation. And yet you sit there and you're still supporting her? What's wrong with you? My gosh, wake up. Two wrongs do not make a right. Learn your rights and responsibilities and how to properly exercise them. And stop hurting people who didn't do a thing to you. We're all an irate, tireless minority of one. We can all make a difference, and we're all supposed to. Get out there and make a difference.